Welcome to the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. My name is Salma, and I'm here to share all the tips and tricks that I have learned about building a business on social media. I'm here to share exactly how I built my health coaching business in 6 months and how I sold out my one-on-one program when I had actually less than 500 followers. I'm here to drop literally all the tips and tricks without the fluff so that you could build your brand and scale in no time. I look forward to seeing you on the inside. Wow, it has felt like it has been forever since I have been on my podcast, but you know, life gets in the way. If you guys don't know already, and if you guys aren't following me on Instagram, you totally should, so you could kind of see my life updates. But if you guys don't know on this podcast already, I am pregnant. I am in month 7, and it has been a little rough. It has been hard, I'm not gonna lie, sticking to my schedule, kind of like following along my normal business plan. But I wanted to hop on here, and I really did miss recording podcast episodes. So today I'm coming at you with an episode all about how to become an amazing content creator, because this is our job. Like, most of us as service providers, or you know, people who sell anything, whether it's on Instagram or on a blog or on a website, you have to be an amazing content creator in order to get your dream clients' attention, in order to kind of reel them in and amaze them. So I want to share a few tips and kind of like strategies that I used to really kind of explode my Instagram and even sell out my first ever one-on-one program when I had less than 500 followers. And I always remind you guys, it has nothing to do with how many followers you have, but like, I always believe that if your content is on point and it's attracting the right people, it doesn't have to be many people, but if it's the right people who are ready to buy, very interested, it's like literally your target audience, then of course you'll sell out. So that brings me to tip number one, is to know your niche. You have to know who exactly you're selling to. If you are trying to cater to everyone, what happens is it's gonna be literally this thing that people will scroll past, or you know, they won't pay attention to. But when you get really specific on like, you know, this service is for literally this exact person with this exact challenge, that's what I like to call like get in their head content, because they're gonna be like, how does she know that I'm going through that? Or how does she know that I need this right now? Or this is exactly what I've been looking for, so of course I'm gonna buy it no matter what the price is. Number two is to have your own signature style. I always hear people saying now, like, there's so many businesses on Instagram, like, I don't even know what to do. Instagram is just like everyone is selling right now. And the truth is, yeah, there are so many businesses, which is so amazing, because you guys know I love Instagram so much, especially for running a business. But in order to stand out from that crowd, even if there are a million people doing what you're doing, if you have your own signature style, you will stand out. And that brings on to the next point, is having your personality shine through. I always believe, especially when I'm shopping through a small business or any business for that matter, when I find out what their goal message was, or I could really relate to either their struggles or their intention behind their services or their product, I'm more inclined to buy from them and connect to them more. And that's the key here. If you connect to a brand, most likely you'll be able to kind of piece it together and want to buy from them. Because I know from my experience, whenever I'm looking into a coach, or even, for example, like a makeup brand, I love, especially if it's a small business, doing their story behind it. And once I could relate to it and I'm like, oh my God, this is perfect, this is exactly what I've been looking for, then I will buy from it. And when you have your own signature style, people will know you for it. Like, they'll know the way you write, the way you post pictures, your style of editing, your style of coaching, your style of putting your products out, so that even when they see a photo, they're like, wow, that's so-and-so's content, without even seeing your Instagram handle. And last but not least is to build consistency. This doesn't mean that you have to be posting every day. I'm not really a firm believer on that, because like I said, like, see, like, life got in the way, and I haven't even been able to go according to my usual schedule, but I was able to build consistency with what I can do. So maybe in the past, I was able to, I don't know, post 4 times per week. Now, the reality is that I could post 1 time per week on Instagram. But I like to be consistent with that. If I'm posting every single Monday, I'm posting every single Monday. And the reason I truly believe in that is so that your audience knows what to expect. And the way I like to think of it is, especially, for example, with YouTubers. Like, I have so many YouTubers I follow. And I look forward to their videos, especially when I have a YouTuber that I love and that I really follow. Especially when I know that they're like, okay, I'll be posting every Monday and Wednesday. I really look forward to that. So I use that kind of strategy, especially with my Instagram, so that my followers know, like, okay, Salma's gonna be dropping this value every single Monday or every single Wednesday or whatever it is. So I hope you guys found these tips helpful on how to become an amazing content creator, and I can't wait to talk to you guys in the next one. You just finished listening to an episode on the Build Your Business on Instagram podcast. And if you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to leave me a review on iTunes for the chance to win a $20 Starbucks gift card on me. And just be sure to share it with your friends on social media and tag me at @_SalmaAziz on Instagram. Now, if you want some more value thrown your way, head over to my private community on Facebook called Build Your Business on Instagram so that you could connect with other entrepreneurs who are literally striving towards the same goal as you. I can't wait to see you on the inside, and thank you so much for listening to today's episode.